I am Katie Fellows, and I am taking Media Studies as one of my A-levels. This letter is for you to get a better understanding of the course and what you will learn in it. You will be expected to learn the basic properties of a camera and how to use a range of software programs like Adobe InDesign, Adobe Photoshop, and Edublogs. Production skills are made up from three main skills, which are called technical, creative, and transferable skills. These skills are used to portray specific genres, conventions, star images, fonts, and brandings. Within this subject, you will learn many technical production skills. You will have to keep record of your own work via your own media blog, which will involve making posts, embedding items, and linking documents. Then you will learn how to create filters, edit photos, add backgrounds / effects, and use a range of fonts through Adobe InDesign and Photoshop. Technical production skills also cover how the camera and lighting works, the shutter speeds and apertures. These particular skills will impact the target audience based on how the star is presented, how it fits the genre. For example, I decided to change my main cover star's image in Photoshop so that it was in grayscale, black and white, instead of colour. I think that by doing this, my model stands out from the text more. It also helped me control the amount of colours on the front cover so that there's no clashes. I feel that the colours being more grungy creates a stronger link to the punk genre. Although I like this effect, I did have to be careful and make it weaker, because otherwise it would look over the top and cringy. The creative production skills help you learn about magazines, branding, graphic design, composition. Basically, it covers masthead designs, font choices, colour schemes, page layouts, depth of fields, and rule of thirds. All of these are important for me to produce an effective and well thought out product that suits my target audience. In particular, the makeup, hair, props, setting, face and body expressions, and lighting is what impacts my model's looks the most. They have the biggest impression on my genre of punk. Furthermore, making my cover star's representation of punk stronger for the audience to see. When I did my own photo shoot, I gave my model accessories to use as a prop. For example, I added sunglasses, a guitar, and some lollipops so that they would feel more relaxed. It also helped my models feel and look less awkward. We managed to achieve different poses like turning to the side or facing and looking straight into the camera. By doing this, they became more confident and portrayed the confidence of which punk artists display. From the outside photo shoot, the wind and background textures helped give the photos an edgy vibe. The transferable production skills are things that I have used, learned, or improved during this course that I can now use elsewhere in life. A few examples of these key skills are organisation, time management, research, listening, software skills, and self/peer feedback. For my research, I use different platforms for different things, like Pinterest for mood boards, and social media for communication, advert choices, and finding the right target audience. Using a range of software and apps helps me to get a wider spread of information and research, which will ultimately only improve my designs. I created a production meeting agenda in order to organise my main photo shoot before I had to do it. This ensured that I knew the correct timings, settings, lightings, camera setup, props, and costumes beforehand, which also helped my models prepare what they needed to bring ahead of time, therefore making the preparation stage a lot easier and more efficient. Having all the conventions that my magazine needs will improve my main cover star's image and the final outcome of my product. Overall, I think that media studies is a great subject for anyone who's creative or wants to work in the design industry. This course would not only develop your skills, it would also give you an insight on how/what software the professionals use. So if any of these topics above intrigue you, I would recommend taking media studies as an A-level.